President Obama spoke just moments ago about the attack in Nice, France. The incident happened last night. A local man drove a refrigerated truck down a seaside thoroughfare that was crowded with people celebrating Bastille Day. Authorities say today that 84 people, including 10 children, were killed. More than 200 people are injured. 52 are in critical condition. Two Americans lost their lives in the incident, Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son Brody of Lakeway, Texas. The president has just finished speaking. We're going to hear now an excerpt of his remarks.
Obviously, we come here with heavier hearts than normal. Overnight in Nice, we witnessed another tragic and appalling attack on the freedom and the peace that we cherish. Today, our hearts are with the people of France and with all the innocent men, women, and so many children who were hurt or killed in this sickening attack. This includes Americans that we know of, a family from Texas, a father and young son, just 11 years old, who were there on vacation. Their family, like so many others, are devastated. They're grieving. They need all the love and support of our American family as they grapple with an unimaginable loss and try to get through what are going to be very difficult days. And so on behalf of all of us, I think, I want to welcome our friend, Ambassador Arroyo of France, and I had a chance to meet with him right before I came out. So that he knew that it's not just the United States of America, but the entire world that stands in solidarity with the people of France during this difficult time. I spoke to President Hollon earlier today, and in addition to conveying deep condolences, I reminded him that France is America's oldest ally and one of our strongest. We owe our freedom to each other. Americans and French have stood together for two centuries, and I told President Hollon that we will stand united now in our grief, in our praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives, and we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence. And this is a threat to all of us. We don't know all the details, but what we know is the capacity of even a single individual to do extraordinary harm to our people, to our way of life. A lot of nations represented here today have been impacted this year and in previous years. In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims. And I know I speak for all of us when I say that these individuals and these networks are an affront to all of our humanity. Many of the nations that are represented here today are part of our global coalition against ISIL, and I want to take this opportunity to say once more, we will not be deterred. We will not relent. We're going to keep working together to prevent attacks and defend our homeland. We are going to keep taking out ISIL leaders and pushing ISIL back in Syria and Iraq. We're going to keep standing with our partners from Africa to Afghanistan, and we are going to destroy this vile terrorist organization. And in contrast to these terrorists who only know how to kill and destroy, we're going to win this fight by building, by never giving up on diplomacy to end the Syrian civil war, by working with partners around the world, including Muslim communities, to push back against hateful ideologies that twist and distort Islam, a religion that teaches peace and justice and compassion. We will defeat these ideologies by offering a better vision of development and economic progress, so people, especially young people, have more hope and opportunity and are less susceptible to extremism and violence in the first place. And we will continue to promote political opportunity and democracy so citizens have a say in their future. And we will win this fight by staying true to our values, values of pluralism and rule of law and diversity and freedoms like the freedom of religion, freedom of speech and assembly, the very freedoms that the people of Nice were celebrating last night on Bastille Day. In the wake of last night's attacks, we've heard more suggestions that all Muslims in America be targeted, tested for their beliefs, some deported or jailed. And the very suggestion is repugnant and an affront to everything that we stand for as Americans. We cannot give in to fear or turn on each other or sacrifice our way of life. We cannot let ourselves be divided by religion, because that's exactly what the terrorists want. We should never do their work for them. And here in the United States, our freedoms, including freedom of religion, help keep us strong and safe, and we have to be vigilant and defend our security and our freedoms. And all of us, whatever nations we represent here, I think have to step back and reflect on what we are doing to eliminate this kind of chronic violence.
That is President Obama speaking from the East Room of the White House, a portion of his remarks just a short time ago. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley and National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil Ewing, you first. The president vowed, as you heard there, to destroy ISIS, which he called a vile organization. Is there evidence that the attack in Nice, France last night has been tied to ISIS?
So far, no. No evidence of any connection between this attacker and ISIS or any other terror group, although we heard French officials in Nice today say they're going to pursue every avenue of this investigation to see what accomplices or other people there might have been involved, and also whether they can find any external or foreign link. But as of right now, this is still early days in the investigation. And in fact, we heard the president say at the top of his remarks, we don't know all the details, but he said clearly the capability of a single individual to use, in this case, a truck, was significant in terms of the toll he was able to take in terms of this attack.
That's right. And it was a refrigerated truck, a huge truck, and an enormous toll that it took. Scott Horsley, you watched the president very carefully. You heard his words and his characterization as well. When you hear him vow to destroy ISIS and other very strong words that he just used, what do you make of that? Is it different from any other characterization he's given previous to this?
It's something he has said before, but of course the irony is there are those who think that the more the United States and its allies press against ISIS in their strongholds of Iraq and Syria, the more they may be tempted to lash out with these sort of asynchronous terror attacks in the West, which the president described as an affront to all humanity. He was speaking this afternoon at a diplomatic reception in the White House East Room, and there were ambassadors from many countries gathered there, including the ambassador to France. And he described this as being a battle that's not between countries or between races or between ethnicities or religions, but rather between all who recognize common humanity and those who suggest something else.
Well, if we're talking about common humanity, it is a common problem right now that the U.S. and France are facing. France seems to be, though, bearing the brunt, at least in the past 18 months, of what appears now to be a terrorist attack and several terrorist attacks. Phil Ewing, can you tell us why that's the case?
Well, there are many reasons, one of which is the presence of groups inside Europe that were able to travel relatively freely to Syria and the Middle East before the West became fully cognizant about the dangers of the terror threat from there. Another reason is the response the West has made, including France, to the war in Iraq and Syria in terms of pursuing ISIS, as we heard Scott talk about a minute ago. And so these are deep-seated problems within France and Europe generally. And depending on what we learn about this investigation, that may fit into that theme or it may not. But that's one reason why France and Belgium has been victims of these attacks over the past several months.
You also heard the president weigh in pretty strongly on domestic politics there. He mentioned that since this attack, there have been renewed suggestions for some sort of religious test. We heard Newt Gingrich last night suggesting that Muslims in this country should be asked if they believe in Sharia. The president called that repugnant and an affront to everything we stand for as Americans. That Obama insists we can't turn on each other or let ourselves be divided by religion. That's something that we're going to see play out during the political conventions here in the next couple of weeks.
Do we expect, Phil Ewing, that that the White House and France's government will be working pretty closely together on this investigation?
Yes, that's correct. We heard the president say that in his conversation with French officials, he's offered all the facilities of the United States government to them as they pursue answers about this, and also that the French and American and European intelligence communities already were working very closely together in the aftermath of the Paris and Brussels and other attacks there.
Okay. NPR's national security editor Phil Ewing and White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.